Ma'am, can you please hold real quick?
Sure.
Thanks. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you able to talk to the vendor, the dealer?
I called and left a message. I haven't been able to talk to him right now. Okay.
So, do you have a pen handy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me one second here. Cool. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, perfect. So, I am waiting to hear back from one of our I sent your file out to two of our partner underwriters. I've got two approvals for you, and I'm waiting to hear back from another vendor. I also wanted to give you an idea of, in terms of, you know, what I can do for you, and I appreciate the repeat business, of course, in the future. So, in terms of, let's just bring this up. Give me one second. Kings. Give me a second. Da-da-da-da. Always fun to be busy, right?
Yeah.
It's never ending, man. Every day for me is just, it's outrageous. It's good, but it's different. I get a lot of referral business, and so right now it's just about me keeping up. It's kind of like your business, you know what I mean? Where you don't, it's kind of cool that, I'm sure you don't solicit a lot of people. They just call you and say, hey, I got recommended to you by X, and they just call you and try to do a job, but you got to make everyone happy, correct?
That's right.
Yeah, so it's a first world problem, but a problem nonetheless. So let's kind of go over your file and give you a little feedback. So if you're number one, I ran your file by underwriting in terms of if you want to do cash in the future of what we could do for you. Just so you know, our cash loans, you worked with MCC. You said you borrowed 30 and you paid back 36,000, correct?
That's right.
So that means that's a 1.2 or 20 cents on the dollar, because 20 cents of 30,000 is 6,000, and that's 20% over, say, 6 months. What can I offer you if you want to move forward with us for additional cash in the future? Well, number one, nothing bad to say about MCC. Like I said, they're a partner of ours, but we could give you more money. I can confidently tell you I could lend you between about $50,000 to $100,000 based on your sales. I could give you a term as long as 18 months, but if you want to do something shorter as well, that's fine. In terms of the amount of what it would cost you, if you did a loan with me over, say, 6 months, it'd probably be more around 16 cents on the dollar. But a program that a lot of people really like is it's about 25 cents on the dollar over a year. So it's twice as long, but not twice as much interest. But I think you could qualify for a lot more money with us, just as an FYI. But let's go over the equipment loan and what I can do for you right now, and then you can tell me what your feedback is. So do you want me to include the shipping cost, assume that the vendor will do the shipping?
No, I already did. I got another quote for $2,500 for shipping.
Okay, so there's two ways for me to price you out. It is somewhat difficult. If the vendor does the shipping, the question I'd ask you is this. If the vendor is the one that invoices us for the shipping, we usually don't have an issue doing it. It is often difficult for us to finance it if it's a separate shipping company. So would the vendor do that shipping for you and you'd pay him, or would you have to pay a separate company?
No, I will pay the separate company.
Okay. Are you okay with me just quoting you just on the amount, not including shipping then?
That's right.
Okay, and we're at $24,000. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Hold on. All right. So what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to just offer you a discount on the approval I have, because I have one ready to go. And if someone comes back to me with a different approval, we can tackle that. But I want to make sure you can fund before the end of the week. And I'm just, instead of just waiting. So here's the numbers that I have, and we're going to go through a few different options, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Give me one second. Give me a second. Da-da-da. So, got a pretty solid approval for you right now. It's discounted. the payment you'd be looking at is, if you did 60 months with two payments due at signing, is $5.91 a month and 12 cents. I'm going to also give you a shorter term as well, because we can kind of work backwards. If we wanted to do a shorter term, say 36 months, I can give you a payment of $9.03 a month and 5 cents. And if you wanted to do something, say, really short, like 24 months, which I really don't suggest based on your expansion, but I'm more than happy to do it for you. So if you wanted to do that, you're looking at a payment of about $12.20 a month and 73 cents. And this approval is something where I can send you documents today. It's a finance agreement, so it's not a lease. There's no dollar out. There's no forced placement of sales tax. I can send you documents today. You can fax them over to me. I can process them. I can call your vendor and get the invoice, and I can get this paid definitely by the end of the week, hopefully today.
Mm-hmm. What is the interest rate on that a year?
There, I can give you all those numbers. So let's kind of work backwards. Can you confirm the numbers that I gave you for 5 years?
It's 591.12.
591.12. Okay, great. So I don't think, you know, the cash loan is not the way to go here. That's just much more expensive borrowing. But I can give you the payback. So if we did 591 and 12 cents, we did it over 60 months, your payback would be $35,467.20. That means that over 5 years, your business, and this loan will go into your business credit, not your personal credit, your business is financing, it is paying $11,467. So that means on a yearly, so you take that and you divide that by 5 years. So on a 5-year term, you'd yearly be paying $2,293.44. So since you're financing $24,000, that'd be 9.55, so we'll just call it 9.6 simple percent per year. That's not an APR, that's a simple rate. If we looked at a shorter term, it's going to be slightly different. Can you confirm the numbers I gave you for 36 months?
903 or 6 or 5, you said?
Okay, so we'll use 903. That means over 36 months, you're paying back $32,508. That means that over 3 years, you're paying back, let's just make sure I've got correct numbers, you're paying $8,508 in finance charges. You would divide that by 3 years. That gets you to a yearly cost of $2,836. That divided by 24,000 is a simple rate of 11.81%. So the cost of borrowing does go down slightly each year. Do you mind if I weigh in and give you my basic thoughts? Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
We've worked together before. You've got a growing business. Ultimately, if you're going to borrow cash, cash is more expensive to borrow because cash is unsecured versus an equipment loan. My straightforward answer is you should always do the longest term unless you really think, like, I'm just going to pay this off and there's no problem. I don't suggest doing a 24-month term. I just don't suggest it based on cash flow. I would probably do a 3 or 4 year term, and I can give you the numbers for 4 years as well. So do you have a pen handy?
I do.
Okay. So the payment I gave you for 5 years was 590 what?
91.
591. Okay. So let me just make sure I've got this correct. So if we did a 48 month term, so you'd put your first and last payment due at signing, you're looking at a payment of $705.09. So to give you an idea of kind of the numbers, if you're comfortable paying a little more than $100 more a month, you're going to save. So $59 multiplied by 48, your payback is $33,868 on a 4 year term. And 591 times 60 is 35. So you'll save about $1,700 by doing a 4-year term versus a 5-year term if that's something you're comfortable doing.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to do right now is I want to look at your approval that I have. I make the documents. I send them to you. It's very easy, but I want to make sure that if there's any stipulations, So there's, because I understand it's very important that you pay this vendor as quickly as possible. So let's take a look at this. And it's a really good deal. It just really whatever makes you comfortable. So let's take a look at this. Give me 1 second. How did you find this vendor, by the way?
Well, they're freaking calling. I mean, they still do. They want me to get some more money, but, you know, I'm just not with the timer, and I'm going to stop it.
Oh, so they're reaching out to you, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So the good thing about this approval is this. This is a really strong approval, but I do not need any verification that tax liens are beyond the payment plan from what I see. So I can send you documents, get you funded quickly. I don't need to gather any additional paperwork from you, which I think is the way to go here since you're against the clock. I'm also offering you a discount because we're having a great month. You're an existing customer, and I want to keep you happy.
Well, you should give me a better discount because it's a great month, and I'm an existing customer.
All right, so I'm going to give you an idea of what our – and just, you know, there's no incentive, Sam, for me to give you, like, a bad deal or a different type of deal. I'm just – here to fund your transaction, I can give you an idea what a partner lender came back with, because here's the reason you're not qualifying right now. And the good thing is, it's better to not qualify for an A rate on a $20,000 deal and qualify for an A rate on a $100,000 deal. One of the challenges is you're aware of your credit score, correct?
I'm not sure, no.
All right, so right now, your credit score, okay, so your credit score is a 657, okay? Some of the things that are affecting it, because that's below average, are the tax liens, and also there's some collections on your credit. I'm not sure if you're aware of that.
But why are we basing all of my credit? I mean, seeing this credit doesn't nothing to do with it?
Oh, no. This goes into the business. So her credit is, right. We look at all of it. Absolutely. It's mainly on the business, but let's take a look at this. So her credit is actually much lower than yours. Much, much lower.
How much is hers?
603.
I know it's like 6. I check it every day. It's like 680.
I can send you the report. I wouldn't lie about this, Sam. It's a 603. Off experience.
Okay.
I don't invent numbers. I'm not that kind of person. It's a 603. She's got some collections against her, but she doesn't have bad credit. But here's the kind of way that I see it without, you know, wasting your time. I want to preserve your business. That is my goal here. A partner came back to us. I can wait. So if you want to wait, I can wait a few more hours and see what else can be done. But a partner came back to us, and they are offering you an approval, but their payment's not competitive. If you do $24,000, their payment is $700.46 over 58 months. So it's just not competitive. I think giving you a simple rate of anything of something below 10% for a loan over 5 years is very, very competitive, and I would like the opportunity to assist your business in a timely manner.
Right. Well, and I got time a few hours. Actually, the vendor just texted me.
Okay.
That he's in a meeting. He called me. He's going to call me right back.
Okay. So
we can wait a couple hours and find out if somebody else offers something better. I mean, that would be great.
Okay. Well, here's what I'd like to do and kind of my thought process. This is pretty good. Sometimes there's better, but there's also the time frame. So right now,
right.
Just off the numbers I gave you, what kind of are you trying to do? If assuming this is the best scenario, which is still pretty good, what numbers are you trying to do? Are you trying to do like a 5-year, a 3-year, a 4-year? What are your thoughts?
No, I'm trying to do a 5-year.
5 years.
I mean,
okay.
I will be very good, like a $550 a month for a 5-year. That'll be ideal.
Okay.
You know, and I'm not saying that, you know, like, I will try to pay it sooner, and I hope I can get no penalty for prepayment.
So you want to get closer to $550. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I just want to make sure that your vendor doesn't, like, say, oh, I don't have my money by Friday, so I'm not going to push this through. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put a clock on it at about 1 o'clock. It's about 11:15 right now. If we don't have an answer by that time, I'll call you.
Okay.
I will push as much as possible because we're close enough. We're at a five. We're not at 680 a month. We're at the 590s. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to see what I can do on my end, and then give you a ring back and just stay kind of put for an hour, hour and a half, and we'll hopefully wrap this up. I think your feedback's pretty valuable, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Thanks, Sam. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.